Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuningizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Ah, the prayer. We gave you those sounds. We gave you that song by Pastor Tony McClurkin featuring Yolanda Adams. And the song is The Prayer. And the time is exactly 11 minutes, just after 1 on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Now I have my queen in the studio. I think I should dance. Oh, have my queen in the studio. God is doing awesome work. And I'm have the founder and executive director of Christian Women Business Network, Kia Modise Moloto. My queen, how my are queen. You?
I am well, my queen. What a welcome.
What a welcome. Killing us out to voice how on heart to heart.
It's been a while.
So, did you say I was dancing?
Yeah. I'm also inside dancing, saying, yeah, I can't help but join you in dancing. The vibe is amazing.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Something awesome is happening at Northwest.
Yay.
This weekend. Tell us about it.
Something awesome is happening. We launched the Christian Women Business Network Northwest 2 years ago in 2022.
Yes.
And now we are blessed and privileged and excited that we are going for the first time in Klerksdorp.
Yes.
On Saturday, the 4th of May.
Yeah,
we are having a Northwest Business Women Power networking branch.
Oh my.
And it's going to be all things amazing, all things empowering, all things godly. We're going to talk about how we leave space for God in our businesses.
Yes.
How we allow him to be CEO.
Yes.
We've got women leaders, female leaders, business owners, ministry leaders,
mm-hmm,
that are our conversation leaders,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
on the day. So it's going to be an empowering and inspiring, and I'm praying as always that it is life changing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So who are these inspiring leaders who will be leading the conversations? I know you're one of them.
Yes, I can't help it. I can't run away from that one.
Yeah.
We have Sis Xoli Moagi,
mm-hmm,
who is a leading woman in construction and ministry.
Ah.
She is also an associate pastor.
Mm-hmm.
She is also the secretary, I believe, of the Northwest Chamber of Businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Aneska Oosthuizen,
mm-hmm,
who is a businesswoman that owns a beautiful spa there.
Wow.
But is also a ministry woman. She leads a powerful ministry in the Northwest, which God has now instructed her to take beyond the borders of Northwest.
Oh, my.
So that's going to be exciting. I think she will be hosting her conference in Mossel Bay this year for the first time.
Wow, wow.
And we have got Dr. Valencia Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
She is an amazing woman that God has called to so many different areas of the economy and ministry.
Mm.
She ministers to the youth. She ministers in the actual schools with career guidance. She's got mentorship programs that she runs. She is a businesswoman herself.
Mm.
She heads one of the national organization of churches. She's just an amazing woman that has got so much, I believe, to share from any and every area where God has placed her. She's excelling and she is leading, and she exposed to different parts of life and different parts of the economy.
Uh-huh.
And that's why we wanted her on board, because we don't want to leave any subject matter that concerns professional women or business women or women in ministry. We don't want to leave anything out. We want to cover it in this power. That's why we call
You're not leaving any stone unturned.
No.
And that's why you call it
Power Networking Breakfast or brunch.
Who's invited?
Yeah. We are calling on all women. If you're a woman that wakes up and goes to work, whether you are a business owner or a business executive, or you sell vegetables on the side of the road, or you are a cleaner, or you lead a ministry, or you are a CEO of Absa Bank or Eskom or whatever, you are invited. Mm-hmm. Nobody is left out. This is a place where we empower and inspire. So even if you are aspiring to be, you need to be in this room on Saturday so that you see how women that are in areas where you want to be are doing it. You have a chance to connect with them, and you can actually get one-on-one inspiration, guidance, coaching, and so forth. So everybody is invited. Uh-huh. Professionals, business women, women in ministry, even those that are aspiring.
But now, what I understand is that it's in Klerksdorp. Somebody might be saying, I'm in Pretoria. Are you going to be streaming as well?
Oh my word, I want people in the room. We can try streaming. We have not thought about it. Also because our sessions are so intimate. You've been in our sessions. They're very intimate and they're very... There's an element of vulnerability because we are very true and authentic in our sessions. And that's why we are not too excited about streaming some of the parts, because... Also, in our sessions, we allow God room to do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
It is his occasion anyway. So perhaps part of the event, of the discussions or conversations can be shared. But I cannot guarantee that all of it will be shared.
You cannot guarantee that.
No, we can't stream everything. I don't.
Christopher Tetsu says, women emancipation through God's kingdom. Hallelujah. So it's starting at what time?
We are starting in the morning at 9:30. Uh-huh. So we are inviting our business owners to also come and showcase what they do. There'll be a pop-up stall market where you put up your products or you showcase your business, where people can buy, where people can interact with you, find out what your business is about, what products you sell. And we are creating opportunities for special connections, and we want those that are able to sell their products to come with their products and showcase and sell those products. Plus you are also, let me say Pulpit is coming with Pulpit will be on site, and that's also another opportunity for us to be connecting with you alongside Pulpit.
I will be definitely there. All right. For those ones who'd like to come, is there registration? What happens and who do they call?
There is a registration link. I think the best way to do this is either to go to our social handles, the Christian Women Business Network, the green and gold as I have on my t-shirt. And on Facebook, we are Christian Women Business Network. The same thing on Instagram. And there is a link in our profile that will lead you to the booking form. And otherwise, on WhatsApp, I am contactable 082-970-6035.
Can you repeat that?
082-970-6035.
Now, my queen, when we started, I played the song The Prayer. And I know that the Christian Women Business Network is like, there's always prayer. You never do anything without prayer. You and I were talking about inquiring of the Lord just before we started, and the importance of that. There is no way that you would do something without prayer. And today you're taking us to the book of Acts.
Yes, I'm taking us to the book of Acts, which was highlighted to me once again last week, Thursday. I was sitting with a group of women, and we are discussing how sometimes you're able to face the enemy face to face. You could be sitting in a room, you could be sitting in the hospital, and something happens, somebody does something where you know for sure that is the work of the enemy. And we don't hate the person, but you can see that is the work of the enemy. And as we were talking as I was speaking to these women, the scripture came to me where Peter and James were arrested. James was not arrested, but they were captured. And before Peter was put in prison, James was killed. And the scripture says in chapter 12, verse 5, let me read from verse 4, where it says, after arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God. And as the church was praying to God, if you continue reading that scripture, it talks about how the angel of the Lord came and rescued and released Peter from prison. And when Peter came out of prison, I'm going to jump to verse 13. It says that Peter knocked at, let's start at 12. When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark. Where many people had gathered and were praying. Remember in verse 5, they said the church continued to pray earnestly for him. So he went to where they were praying. And Peter knocked at the outer entrance. And a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, "Peter is at the door." "You're out of your mind," they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said it must be an angel. His angel. What brought me to that, to this scripture last week, was as I started saying, sometimes you see the enemy right in front of you, and you may feel despondent or discouraged, or you may give into the belief that you are attacked, you are under attack. It's better I keep quiet. It's better I leave this whole situation. But when we see the enemy at work, the scripture says, pray earnestly. When the church realized that James was killed and Peter was still alive, they did not give in to the despair and the hurt and the pain and the shock and the discouragement of one of their brothers, a disciple, being killed. What they did instead, they saw this as an opportunity to go into prayer, into earnest prayer. Remember earlier in the book of Luke, Jesus teaches us that we must pray until we see something happen. Pray until you see something happen. The women, the church gathered and they were praying for Peter. Because what they saw with James, they did not want to see happen to Peter. Sometimes in our own situations, when we are experiencing negative, harsh circumstances, we make a mistake of focusing on the harsh circumstances and not focusing on the way out. There is another way out of the situation. There is another way to fight myself out of this situation. I have weapons, and one of the most powerful weapons is prayer. And God has given us prayer. Now we are taught in the scripture that when things go horribly bad, we cannot give in to that situation. We cannot give in to that circumstance. At that point in time, we must think of the situation as God calling us, making us aware of another opportunity to say, yes, this has happened, but this also is possible to happen. If you pray, if you focus on the positive, Jesus says, if you believe it and you pray for it, it shall be done. Pray in my name. So we gather all those different tools that God has given us, and we get on our knees and we pray. And at times it seems we are praying for the impossible. At times, it seems like we are praying for the impossible. Look at Peter and James being captured at the same time. And James being killed. And it says in the book that Herod saw that it pleased the people. So he's a kind of leader that wanted to please the people. He was not a disciplined leader. He was not a man of his own mind. He was not a man of God, for sure. Definitely not a man of God. He was doing things that pleased the people. So to continue feeding his ego, he arrested Peter and said, after the Passover, I will do something else that pleases the people so that I can be loved. But Unfortunately, that worked against him because it gave the church an opportunity to pray earnestly.
Yeah, yeah.
It gave the church an opportunity to gather the tools and the weapons and to come together. God says that where two or three are gathered, I am in their midst.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever two or more agree on earth, my Father in heaven shall... You understand?
Yes.
So he thought, no, he is putting this aside so that after
Passover,
he can gloat again, that ego can be fed again.
Mm.
But the church used their weapons, and it looked and it seemed that it was impossible what they were praying for. They did not know, or did they know, the Bible does not say that Herod had announced that he would kill Peter after the Passover. We don't know if that was announced, but the church was praying anyway.
Mm.
But why do I believe that the church believed that they were praying for the impossible? It's because when Rhoda came to say, hey, Peter
is at
the gate, is at the door, they thought she's crazy.
Mm.
She found them in prayer. They were together praying, and there's nothing, I believe, more powerful than a prayer of women.
Mm.
A prayer of women that have gathered together. Because women, we are emotional, you know, and we fight, and we fight hard. We don't fight physically, but when we do it out of love and we have everything in us, every fiber of our body, I believe that God has gifted us with the ability to use every fiber of our being and put into prayer. And with that, we are able to break down walls.
Mm.
With that, we are able to literally, as it did with Peter, to break down shackles and chains, to unlock doors for a release like Peter, for a manifestation of what we see in Peter's life happening, to happen through women's prayer. But when they got there, and Peter, when Rhoda announced Peter is at the door, they didn't believe it.
Mm.
Yet they are in prayer.
Mm.
And this teaches us that prayer is powerful.
Mm.
This teaches us that no matter what, and it encourages us to pray for the impossible.
Mm.
If we never understood what it's meant when God says, ask me for anything, he was saying to us, do not ask me for things that make sense to you. He's already said in the book of Isaiah that my thoughts and my ways are much higher than yours. You cannot fathom what I have in mind for you. So I want to encourage the listeners, our heart-to-heart family, that the impossible is where we must allow God. We must put up a stage where we think it's impossible. That's the stage for God to come and do only what he can do. And we are only but human, but we are human. We are a lucky bunch of human beings, because we come after the scripture has been written. We come after the Holy Spirit has been gifted to us. So we are able to know these things and understand these things. And we also have discernment on top of that. And what we know now through the scripture and many other scriptures is that praying for the impossible is a requirement. We must not be shy. It is not stupid. Be stupid and ask God for the impossible.
Yeah.
Up to today, there are people that still come back from the dead because of prayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because of prayer. I don't know how much time we have before we go to a break, but I would like to share a story.
All right. Let's share the story and go to a break.
Okay. Now, I was counseling every Thursday. As you know, we've got the Thursday tea date.
Yes.
I can't run away from the Thursday tea date.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sharing. That's where we come together every Thursday and we gossip about God and we ask, what is the condition of your heart?
Mm-hmm.
One of the experiences shared in that Thursday tea date was of two brothers being involved in a car accident, and one of them passing away on the scene and the other one being taken to ICU.
Mm-hmm.
And he spends a few weeks in ICU in deep sleep. He's not even breathing on his own. They are under the age of 11, these two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So as the mother was burying the one brother,
mm.
the other brother was in ICU.
Yes, yes.
And
yes,
for days and weeks, this child is not responding. The prayers of, at least give us a sign that you're alive, there is no sign to give. There is no report to give to the family that the son was awake today or the son is able to breathe on his own. And it was after Easter. It was after Easter that the sister, the aunt, went to the hospital. The aunt had been praying nonstop, daily, and going to ICU and praying over all the other kids that were involved in that accident. I think about 14 kids were involved in that accident. And she was praying for everybody. And it's only after Passover that she walked into the ward and found her nephew with the machines off. She walked out of the ward scared to go and ask the nurses
why,
what's going on, why are the machines off. Is this not an exact example of Acts 12 verse 5 or 4 where you are praying earnestly for something, you are crying, you're fasting, and when it comes
you're not ready.
You're not ready. You cannot believe it. And that's why I say to people, God will shut you up. And we are blessed, those of us, that God has shut us up. That he does something in your life. And you are even afraid to testify because people will say you're lying. Because of the big things that God does in our lives. But God does the big things in our lives because we ask him, because we get on our knees, because we cry to him, because we give him our all. And he says, you know, he knows what's in our heart. So if we are praying half-heartedly, or we're thinking, I'm just praying but I don't believe it, I don't believe that's the way to go.
Sure.
I don't believe that's the way to go. So for now, this is my encouragement for all of us. For the listener that's sitting at home and there is an issue, there is a concern, there's a situation that you have given up on or you are about to give up on. Do not. Like
keep
the church.
Keep pressing on.
Keep pressing on and pray earnestly. There's many scriptures in this book, the Bible, where God says that he will not let us down. He will not shame us. He hears our prayers. The prayers of a righteous man are heard and answered. He wants good for us. He says he has assigned angels concerning each and every one of us.
Yeah.
That's how good and well God wants us to do. And it's not that when something negative happens in our lives, that it's not God wanting good to happen. When that happens, we ask ourselves, what's in it for me? What is this experience, this harsh experience, teaching me? What is it opening my eyes to? Because in this scripture, James' death opened the church's eyes to the fact that we are in danger zone. May we come together and pray. So we make a mistake of falling apart. Yes, fall apart, but not for too long. Do not despair. Yes, despair, but not for too long. Do not despair like the ones that do not have faith. We are the ones of faith, and we know who God is, and we know what he's capable of. So when things happen, we say, okay, cry, but only for a little while, because God is there waiting to wipe away those tears.
Amen to that. Giving you the sounds of Dr. Tumi in the background, reminding us that we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that name brings about deliverance.
Skipped a program? No problem. Download our podcasts anytime, any day. Visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Silapo, 24 hours a day, we are there. That's us, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. With you, my family, we are able to do all of this with your help. And we are grateful to have a family member that you are making sure that we stay on the airwaves. And we gave you the sound of Dr. Tumi, and the title of the song is That Name. I'm not alone. I'm with my queen, the executive director and founder of Christian Women Business Network, Kia Modise Moloto, in the studio. And she just ministered powerfully on the prayer, or, you know, when women gather to pray, and talking about praying until we see something happen. I know it's for everyone. Yes, yes, she mentioned the women who were praying in the Bible, and she mentioned the power of them gathering together. And I think that Demoko says the power of a praying woman, you know, with the exclamation mark to four. Yes, thank you so much, Ntatemoko, for that. And yeah, I was reminded as you were talking, my queen, I was reminded that when we pray, may we have a childlike faith. I was reminded of the song by Lionel Peterson that says, give me a childlike faith. Yes. Yeah, that will believe. You know, a child will believe Namamaka is going to buy that dress. Whether you're going to buy it or not, and every day you come, whether you have it or not, Mama is buying me that dress, the red dress. Mama is buying it. Yeah. And she can even see it. Do you have it today? And you're like, no. They'll be disappointed for a minute or two. And then they, but yeah, tomorrow I know you'll bring it. Yeah. And you said to us, yeah, you can be disappointed a little bit, or you can, you're allowed to do that. You are human. And when things happen and they are bad, you're like, but don't stay there too long. Don't stay there too long. No. Come back. So be like a child, a be child, like a child. Fight. Yeah.
You know, a child, those of us that have young ones in our house, they break a toy, they break a car, or the doll comes into pieces, or whatever.
And they bring it to you.
They bring it to you and they say, please fix it. And they don't sit around to watch you fix it.
They'll come back.
They go and they play with the next one. And they'll definitely wait on you to bring it and say, here it is.
Yeah.
And that is the kind of faith that we must have in our God. I call him my daddy.
Yes.
The thing about God is that he loves us. Mm-hmm. He created all of us. Mm. But faith in him is more for us than for him.
Yeah.
Because he already knows what we are about. Mm. He already knows the path and the journey and the destiny.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know it.
Mm.
And we are also living in the wilderness. My life has taught me that this life that we are living is the wilderness. And in the wilderness, we need God permanently, constantly, every step. So when we have faith, we have, it's almost like an armor. It's almost like we have superpower. Mm-hmm. I'll call it superpower. Mm-hmm. We have superpower because with our faith, we can go to the one that is able to protect us and to provide us and to keep us safe in this wilderness that we live in. But when we don't have faith and understanding that he can protect us, then we do not go to him to ask him for that protection.
Sure. Christopher Teju says, my favorite story about Rhoda, the servant girl who brought the answer to the prayer church, yet she was misunderstood until they saw Peter. Thank you for reviving us in the new view. Hallelujah. You believe, if we believe in Jesus' name, it will be granted. And I see Muruti Aaron Opachele. Hey, Muruti, how are you? Saying, yo, what a truth. Indeed, God will shut us up. Greetings, my family. And Christopher comes back again. Hallelujah. God shuts us up. What an amazing God we serve. Lord, help my unbelief, lack of faith. Thanks for sharing the encouraging testimony, Pastor Kia. I have also grown to say these words to the Lord, like Christopher, help my unbelief.
Yes.
I'm also always reminded of the man in the Word who says, help my unbelief, because we find ourselves at some point, you are praying for it, Mar. I was sure.
No, I know that.
I'm sure. Your inner man knows that he is. He's already done it. He has already granted it.
Yes.
But you're like, I'm not sure.
Yeah. You know, our unbelief, my queen.
Yeah.
It stops. I'm going to say this and I hope that I am heard. Our unbelief stops and limit what God can do for us in our lives. Mm. Because when we do not believe that He is a God that is most powerful, is not conquered, is not surprised by anything, He knows it all. When we have that, and we are able to ask Him for whatever, whenever, with the belief that I pray to a God that makes the impossible possible. I pray to a God who everything is possible with Him. So when we don't believe and we have doubt, then we don't pray accordingly. And when we don't pray accordingly, we don't receive as we, because God will give us more than we expect. And He will give us sufficiently. So unbelief is really a disfavor to us. And I do not want to be ignorant of the fact that there are some of us that stay in prayer for years, and there are some people that stay in prayer for decades. And when we are in prayer, praying for that one thing that we want our Father to come and change and correct or provide, whether it's healing, whether it's freedom, whether it's a better life out of the situation where you are finding yourself. You've been praying for long. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, I guess today we are just doing chapter 12 and verse 8, where it's written, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And that is teaching us that I was saying to someone on Sunday that we've been praying for this person to be healed. She's suffering a lot of pain. We've been praying. It's more than 2-3 years of pain, unbearable pain, where the person is awake at night because of the pain. And I was saying to her, you know, it's okay, because the one thing that is happening here is that you're staying close to God. It's not that God does not hear your prayer or God does not want to answer you. God knows what this pain, what this burden, what this thorn on your side is about, why it's there for this long, and what it's cooking and brewing, doing in your life. So when we see that happen, we don't despair, we don't get discouraged. We know that God is up to something.
We launch into the deep.
Yes.
My queen, I'm about to say goodbye to you, but it has been awesome.
That was awesome.
I want somebody who just joined us to know what's happening in Northwest again. It's happening on Saturday.
Yes, we are.
The 4th of May.
The 4th of May in the Northwest. Klerksdorp is where we are going to be. We have never been on that side of the world. I mean, the Christian Women Business Network has launched from Cape Town to Limpopo in the past 2 years, but we have not been in Klerksdorp. So Saturday, 4th of May, at 9:30, we are at Shack to Sanctuary. 9:30 pop-up stalls, business expo, networking. There will be nice eats. It's for the brain and for the soul and spirit. We always start with a beautiful message for the attendees. We will have business women that are going to lead conversations on business, on ministry, on growing in your career, how to navigate this world of business that we live in, but the godly way, and to make sure that God is in everything that we do. So that's happening from 9:30 up to 12:30. On our Instagram and Facebook, you will find a link to join us, to book your seat and come join us, and to come showcase your business. If you have anything to sell, you're more than welcome to book a pop-up stall and come and sell there. I can't wait. It's scary because it's new ground, right?
Amen.
We are entering new territory.
You are occupying until He comes. Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Geraldine, I hope that you got that. It's Christian Women. It's Christian Women Business Network on Instagram, right? So they can look for CWBN.
Yes.
Yeah, on Instagram, on Facebook.
As long as they see the green and gold, if those that are on Facebook can see my logo on the t-shirt.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
on both Instagram and Facebook.
And then your number is 082-970-6035.
Correct.
All right. Geraldine, I will share those. And on Thursdays, there's tea gathering as well.
Yes.
Tea, you call it?
We call it the Thursday Tea Date.
Tea Date.
Yeah.
Where it's going to be intimate in the presence of the Lord, right?
Yes.
And so where can women get the link? Can they also go to Instagram and Facebook and they'll get that?
Yes, the Linktree link is there. When you click on that, you get our different links and meetings that you can register or just join a meeting. So on Thursdays is Thursday Tea Date, where we ask what is the condition of your heart. We don't talk business and we gossip about God.
Yeah.
And then on Mondays at 1 o'clock, every Monday at 1 o'clock, we have a prayer session for our businesses. We call it the prayer boardroom, where we come and we meet with God, where he sits at the head of the table and we present our businesses to him. We ask him, we say, thank you for doing this in my business. We come and we stand for each other. We stand with God and we don't talk about anything but business.
Mm.
And amazing testimonies are shared in there that those that attend believe is as a result of this prayer boardroom that we go to every Monday.
All right. So, my queen, I will write into your WhatsApp as well so that you can be in contact. But remember, it's CWBN Women Business on Facebook, on Instagram. Her number, Gia's number, 082-970-6035. My queen, I'm going to allow you to just take us to the Lord in prayer. We are praying for South Africa as well. We are heading towards the elections. Mm. The elections will have an effect on our businesses. The outcomes will have an impact on our jobs and everything that's happening in South Africa. And so we are praying and putting everything at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ as ambassadors for Christ. Mm. We are here as ambassadors. And so we are seeking his face and we are praying and asking him for good governance.
Amen.
And so I'm going to allow you to, Lord, also allow the Lord Holy Spirit to lead you into what to pray for his children at this moment in time. And we can't wait to see you on Saturday. We will definitely be there as Radio Pulpit. We are in Klerksdorp on Saturday. Meet us there, my family. And do remember, for more information, go to CWBN Instagram and Facebook, or dial this number to talk to Kia, or send a WhatsApp on 082-970-6035. My queen, you can take us to the Lord in prayer.
Thank you. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to be able to be in your presence and pray to you, Father God. Present our hearts and our needs to you. It is truly a privilege, Father, and a privilege that we do not take for granted. Father, I pray for the South African country, for the South African leadership, Father God. Father, you know everything about this Republic of South Africa. You know everything about it, my Lord and Savior. And as your children, Father God, as we head for the elections, we come to you and we say, Father God, be God in the election process as well. Be God in the minds of the South Africans that are going to vote, Father God. Be God in the minds of
the Northwest business women.
Be God in the lives in all situations concerning the elections, Father God. We ask for the sake of our children, for the sake of our elderlies, for the sake of a good life, Father God, that you have promised us as your children, that you come in and you take over in an unexpected way, Father God. We pray that you root out any evil, all those that are planning negative and evil to come to pass, Father God. You're a God that's most powerful, that is able to destroy all those plans, to break them to pieces, Father God, to nullify them, to allow them not to come to pass, Father God. We pray, my Lord and Savior, for our families, for our children, for our businesses, Father, for the country, for the leaders. And we ask you to bring change in our situation, Father. Change that's going to not only affect the leaders of South Africa, but that will affect positively every other aspect concerning your children in this country, my Lord and Savior. May the gift of the Holy Spirit continue to be with us. May the gift of the Holy Spirit continue to be in charge and in control. May it lead and change situation in a way that South Africa has never seen. We are surrendered to you, Father God, and we believe in you. We know that you're a God of good timing. And we ask you, Father, to show mercy and to show grace and to change the things and the ways and politics and the leadership, my Lord and Savior, and the officials, Father God, leading this country, leading cities, leading provinces, leading schools, my Lord. May the Holy Spirit be in those areas, in those situations, in those rooms, in the minds of the people that you have positioned there, so that we see unbelievable change, which we can only say that is God, that we will raise our hands and say, hallelujah, God is doing it again. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray. Amen.
And amen.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.